Hello and welcome to Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Eric Hogarth. He's a certified financial planner and partner at Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. We'll be hearing from Heath Grossman later on The Case with Heath. We'll hear from Joel Johnson in the CEO's Corner coming up. But for now, Eric, always a pleasure. Thanks for kicking us off as always.
Always happy to be here, John. Always great to talk to you. How you doing?
Doing wonderfully. And, you know, we keep looking back on 2022 because the further we get out from 2022, there keeps being more data that comes in about, all right, well, here's what happened last year. And, you know, here's some numbers that have been finalized. And every time we see those new numbers, it kind of makes us think more about, huh, you know, 2022 was a weird year. So I'm curious to hear your take on some of the emotions. If we look back at the range of emotions that people had during 2022. I mean, generally, anytime we have turbulence in the stock market, different people are obviously going to react in different ways. So I'll be curious to hear how you saw these different mindsets that I'm going to give you manifest themselves over the course of the volatile 2022 calendar year. So one of those would be, you know, fear or panic. I'm sure that you saw that a lot in 2022 from folks that you talked to.
Absolutely. A lot of people felt this one. I mean, if you think about the folks that we're talking to most often, they're either retired or they are about to retire. And, you know, the market had been going up and up and up. And of course, through COVID, you know, down, then shooting up. And all of a sudden, the market's going down. Oh, my goodness, what are we going to do? And, you know, and that's where people panic. And most times when people panic, they make a mistake. You know, or people don't have a plan, and you get so used to the market going up that all of a sudden the sky's falling and the world is ending, and that's not the case. But a big mistake that people make when the market goes down is, okay, I got to stop this. I got to fix this. I got to do something. I got to make a change, and that's when people sell when they shouldn't, and, you know, then they turn around and they buy when they shouldn't, but they make mistakes. So you start first with having a plan, because last year was a lousy year in the market, but lousy years in the market happen just like good ones. And a good plan is factoring in both of those things and has to work regardless of whether you're working or retired.
It's funny how when you have a plan in place, the fear and panic doesn't set in quite the same way as when you're just flying by the seat of your pants and hoping everything works out all right. So if you don't have a plan, get a plan. Anger would be another way that some people react to a market downturn. Maybe it's anger at their advisor, maybe it's anger at themselves, maybe it's anger at who knows exactly what.
Yeah, that you didn't see this coming, you know, or that your advisor didn't see this coming, or, you know, there's always the stories of the person says, you know, I know, I got a message from someone once not too long ago, and they said, you know, at the end of 2021, everyone knew the market was going to go down, so we should have just gotten out of it, waited for it to go down, and then when it was at the bottom, just get back in. And I'm not poking fun at that, because if I could do that, I would do that. But if you've read anything or heard anything about stock market performance and the rate of return over a long period of time, we always think we're going to miss the bad days when you time the market. But you got just as much of a likelihood of missing the good days. So I wouldn't beat yourself up or your advisor about how do you not see this coming, because if you're in the market, this is part of it. Look at Warren Buffett. People don't think he's a dummy, and he lost money last year too, but it didn't break his plan. It didn't break the strategy, and that's not just because he's rich. It's because he looks at having an overall strategy of what you're trying to do. So that anger's not really helping. But if you are frustrated with yourself or maybe with your spouse, maybe it's time to talk to someone about this stuff, because you are where you are, and now you got to build a plan moving forward.
I think if we say somebody is blissfully ignorant about what's happening in the market, maybe we would assume, well, they're not very responsible. They're not paying attention to things. Is it possible, though, Eric, to have your plan constructed in such a way that you almost can be blissfully ignorant without being irresponsible?
Yes, right? Ignorance, tough word, because that means that you're just clueless. It might also be spun that you are not spending your days terrified or upset over things that you have little control over and also don't anticipate changing anything. Like if you're someone that's looking at your account every single day, but you never change anything and it just makes you upset every day, why are you doing it? You should know what's going on there, but I mean, that's indicative that you need a partner. my own personal stuff I don't look at every day. People like to talk about, well, my 401k, I did really well because I was day trading the stock at the company that I worked at, and then the company decided that I shouldn't really do that, so I can't do it anymore, but I made a bunch of money doing it. I bet you didn't. I bet you just saved over a long period of time and it worked. So having a good plan means that you can go on vacation and have a fantastic time like you deserve to have, whether the market is having a good week or a bad one, because it's going to have one of them, and I still want you to go on vacation and have fun.
Very well said. All right, so the last mindset we'll talk about here is opportunism. Do people see market volatility as an opportunity, and is that irresponsible or is that okay?
Depends what your situation is. You know, if this is the window where you're going to sell everything that you own just so you can double down on Bitcoin, I wouldn't go down that path. I mean, we're talking about balance, and you know, there's a fair amount of eye rolling when people say, well, I love when the market's down, everything's on sale. Well, that doesn't sound like fun either. But a big mistake that people make when the market is going down is they say, okay, well, you know, I'm working my butt off and I'm paying for all kinds of stuff and I'm trying to save in my 401k, but you know, I worked so hard to put $500 in my 401k last month, and then I get my statement, it's down by $1,000. How dumb is that? Why would I keep saving money into that? That's exactly why you save money into that, which is counterintuitive. But you know, you make money in the market, not by timing the market, but with time in the market. Warren Buffett said that, not me, but it's a good quote. It's a long-term thing. You know, you can't get stuck looking day to day. You know, that's important, but it's not important than having a longer-term plan.
Eric, if somebody doesn't have a plan, the Money Map Retirement Review, I don't know, strikes me as could be a good option for them. How do we make that happen?
It's also a good time, if you have a plan, to check in on the plan. You know, get a second opinion on the plan. Does it still make sense? Is it still right? So to set that visit up, that conversation up, you just call us at 1-800-705-1232. You'll leave a message. We'll call you back. We'll set up a time. And, you know, what are all these things we just talked about? It's not about buying Apple stock or Google or do I need this or I do that. It's about how do you feel about this stuff, and, you know, why'd you save money in the first place so that you can be comfortable and live the way that you want to live? Part of being comfortable is being able to sleep at night. So give us a call, because a lot of times people, you know, what got you to retirement is probably not the way to go through retirement. And a lot of times people are being told what they should be doing. And if that doesn't sit right with you, let's talk about it. Number's 1-800-705-1232.
You come in for your Money Map Retirement Review visit. You'll also get a copy of one of the books from the Johnson Brunetti Library. 800-705-1232. No cost, no obligation. Reach out and take advantage of this opportunity. You can call or you can text. So if you're calling, leave a message. Somebody from the team will get back to you later during regular business hours and schedule a time for your Money Map Retirement Review. If it's easier to text from where you are right now, by all means, do that too. Just include your first and last name, and we'll get back in touch with you that way. 800-705-1232 is the number to call or text. You're listening to Money Wisdom with the team from Johnson Brunetti. Up next, Heath Grossman on the case.
But how do you know about them?
Elementary, my dear Watson. This man has been dead for at least 2 hours.
It's time for On the Case with Heath.
That's right. Heath is on the case, so you can just relax. Heath Grossman, certified financial planner and partner at Johnson Brunetti. Heath, always a pleasure. And we're talking today about a tax-free Roth conversion. Now, we talk about Roth conversions a lot on this show, and I think we've made it pretty well known that what's happening there is you're moving money from an IRA, a place where you haven't paid taxes before. You're moving it over to a Roth where it's going to grow tax-free. Well, and of course, the price that you pay in doing that is you pay the taxes on it when you move it over to the Roth. That's how a Roth conversion works. But you say we're talking about a tax-free Roth conversion, so explain yourself, sir.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. Like, you know, generally when we think about Roth conversions, you know, when you do a conversion, it's a taxable event. So this is an interesting one. Could you have a Roth conversion where it's tax-free? So I was sitting down earlier this year with some clients that have worked with us for a number of years. So we'll call them Ron and Shirley. So Ron and Shirley are 66 years old and they're retired. And so, you know, they're doing fine on income. They have, you know, a good amount of money in the bank. So, you know, they're getting some interest on that. And, you know, they have Social Security coming in. You know, that's really primarily their income source. They have, in total between the two of them, there's about $52,000 of Social Security income coming in. And you know, that's enough income for them to live, you know, between the money in the bank. If they have emergencies and things like that, they can grab money in the bank, right? And, you know, we started to look at their tax situation. And, for, you know, they're not paying any taxes, right? They're, you know, most of their Social Security is not taxable. They got a, you know, $28,000 standard deduction. So it really takes all of the taxable income away. So really, when it comes down to it federally, they are not paying any income taxes. And so we did a little bit of a sort of pro forma tax return and started to play with the numbers and say, look, what if we converted a little bit from traditional to Roth, right? Like started with like 5,000 and 10,000 and 15 and kept bumping it up. And the number was about 20,000. If we converted 20,000, they'd still be in a scenario where they don't pay any federal taxes. And so, it made a ton of sense to do that. It was a home run because, you know, why not do the conversion, not pay any taxes on it, you know, get it into a Roth, into a position where now you're not going to have that required minimum distribution on that money down the road, right? Because Ron and Shirley are 66 years old and, you know, they don't have a required minimum distribution right now, but they will, you know, down the road in the future. And, you know, now you're taking this money out of that whole scenario of required minimum distribution. There'll never be taxes on that money ever again.
This sounds like witchcraft to me, because what we're talking about is they put money in an IRA or a 401k. Yep. They got a tax deduction when they did that.
Yep.
And now you're saying we're going to take it out of that account and still not pay taxes on it and move it over to an account where it's going to grow tax-free. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, we were really keen to keep under a certain amount, right? And we were almost surgical in it, in projecting this out. I mean, now if we did a conversion of 100,000, I mean, that would change the scenario. Now they're much more of your Social Security is going to be taxable. And of course you have the taxes on the conversion. Now you're getting into a scenario where you're going to be paying taxes. And again, I'm not saying that the only time anyone would do a conversion like this is when it's going to be tax-free. I mean, there's lots of scenarios where we help people out to do conversions like this, and it is taxable. But the hope is that it's going to be taxed at a lesser rate than it would be down the road. In this particular case with Ron and Shirley, because the income is relatively low, you know, they were able to convert that $20,000 or so and not pay any taxes on it.
It would almost be criminal to not do it in this
exactly,
case.
Exactly. I mean, it's really interesting because many people just focus on the investments, right? It's fun to talk about stocks and bonds and mutual funds and all those things. But there's some, you know, this is one of those nuances which is very important, and you have to really focus on, you know, some of those nuances.
So there you have it, a tax-free Roth conversion. It would work for some people. It's not going to work for everybody. I would say it's probably not going to even work for most people. But as Heath just said, it's one of those nuances where you find the right situation, make the math work, you can pull it off. And who knows what the nuances might be in your case. Maybe it's not this, but maybe there's some other thing that, based on your circumstances, you can take advantage of that Ron and Shirley couldn't have done. So, really interesting. Great case. Thank you, Heath. You're listening to Money Wisdom with the team from Johnson Brunetti. Thank you, Heath, on the case, as always. The tax-free Roth conversion. Who knew it was a thing? Heath here to educate us, as always. Eric, back with Eric Hogarth, certified financial planner and partner at Johnson Brunetti. Let's open up the mailbag, sir. What do you say?
Absolutely. I love the mailbag.
How about Russell, who says, it seems like I'm in a constant battle with my wife over our bank accounts. She likes to build up a lot of money in our savings account and then never, ever take anything out of it. I keep trying to convince her that we don't need to keep money in the bank because that money needs to be working for us instead. What are your thoughts?
Well, it depends what phase of life you're in and how good you are at saving money. But first of all, when you are retired, you don't need to save for retirement in retirement. You know, if you have a good plan, you should have different buckets of money, right? So, Russell, you're right. Your money needs to be growing. Your wife is also right. You need emergency money available, because if you have no money available and everything you have is invested and I can't get my hands on it and you have an emergency, like your furnace breaks, how are you going to pay for it? Well, you're probably going to use a credit card, and now you're going to create debt and going to pay interest on it, and that's not good. So it's a balance of these things, but a lot of folks will come in and they'll have, I can't say 100%, but like 99% of the folks that come in have more money in the bank than they, quote, need. But what is the amount of money that you need in the bank to be able to sleep at night? Well, maybe that's what that number is, and that's what you should have there. But you got to make sure with these different buckets that you have money available to you, and you also have money growing for later, because you need both. So the bank is not for growing your retirement money, because it won't grow, but you do need safety.
And if you need some help figuring out those ratios, in your situation. How much should we have in the bank? How much should we get out of the bank and put to work for us? What's the best way to do this? The Money Map Retirement Review can help you get to the bottom of that. If you'd like to go through that process, the number is 800-705-1232. Just reach out and leave a message. 800-705-1232. You're listening to Money Wisdom. And up next, Joel Johnson with the CEO's Corner.
It's time for the CEO's Corner.
It is time for the CEO's Corner. We're joined by Joel Johnson, CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Joel, I know you're a pretty avid reader. Curious to know what you've been reading recently and how you might apply it to our conversation here on the show.
I do read a lot. I read a ton. In fact, the only thing that stops me from reading more is I fall asleep and when I'm reading, because I usually don't start reading until 9:30 at night. But the two books I'm reading right now is there's one by a gentleman named John Mack. He was the CEO of Morgan Stanley for a number of years. And then I'm reading a new John Grisham book. John Grisham is my favorite fiction author. I don't know what it is about his writing. He writes about different stories and different subjects, and I cannot read through his books fast enough. It's kind of disappointing when I get through a brand new book in 2 or 3 days and I have to wait another year or 6 months.
Yeah, I was going to say, it took him a year to write it, and you read it in less than a week.
He is my favorite writer of all time.
Do you do a lot of that? You read fiction and nonfiction at the same time?
Yeah, a lot of times I'm reading a couple different books. I'm reading a book in the morning. Every morning I read a book called Purpose Driven Life. So I guess I'm reading kind of three at the same time, but one of them's more of a early morning, quiet time, spiritual concepts book. But I'll typically have two books, sometimes three books going at the same time. In fact, I've got two great advice pieces that I got from somebody once on reading books. One was, it's okay not to finish a book. And I really needed to hear that, because sometimes I get two or three chapters into a book and I'm thinking, it's not that great. But then the guilt will take over and I think, well, I got to finish it. I paid for it. The other piece of advice, and hopefully my kids won't hear this, but my kids are out of school, so I guess it doesn't matter anymore, is you never have to read a full book. You can read the intro in the first chapter and then read the last chapter, and that'll give you pretty much everything the book's going to say. And then if you need the details, you read the whole middle. I thought that was interesting. That came from a gentleman that goes through about, I think, 500 or 600 books a year. So not sure that would work with fiction, but he does absorb an awful lot of information just by reading the intro, the first chapter, and the last chapter. What he says is that most books that are nonfiction, they spend that middle part of the book proving their point. So if you can get the point and you believe the author and that they have credibility, it's just an interesting concept. But, you know, I'm reading this book by John Mack, and it's called All In, All at Once. And, or is it All at Once, All In, maybe? I'm not sure. Up Close and All In. So I'm not even close there. But John Mack ran Morgan Stanley for a number of years. He had his whole career there was at Morgan Stanley. He had a little break when he left because a few things changed when they went through the big merger with Dean Witter, and then he came back, and it's just a fascinating book of a guy that, you know, was kind of a Wall Street warrior, started right at the bottom and as a bond salesman, and worked his way all up to running one of the most innovative, most powerful financial firms on Wall Street. And there's a lot of good lessons in there. But one of the things that it's made me grateful for is the size our company is, you know, being able to be small and independent. And that doesn't mean that, you know, if you're served by a big brokerage firm, you can't be well served. But I just know being independent, we're not forced to sell certain products that are better for the firm to offload. The firm, you know, there isn't any Johnson Brunetti behind the scenes trading for their own account. So then when they need to get out of an investment, they sell it to their clients. There's none of those things. That it doesn't necessarily mean that Wall Street firms do that, but that does happen from time to time. I shouldn't say they don't do it at all, but it happens from time to time. And I'm not saying that Morgan Stanley does that. I don't want to get in trouble here, but it certainly does happen. And we're not conflicted by any of that. We're also able to make decisions very quickly. You know, we're not a firm where there's 15,000 employees, where if we want to open an office in Florida or Texas or even overseas, we can just make that decision. Not that we're trying to go overseas, but the point is we can make decisions very, very quickly. And also, as a CEO, I'm very close to our clients. You know, I'm only one layer away from our clients. So that's very different than a big firm
where we're multiple, you know, those firms, the CEO is multiple layers away from the clients. And so the CEO really has to go the extra mile to try to understand what the clients are thinking. So there's just, there's a lot of great advantages to being small, being independent. You know, we have 46, 47 employees now. Every one of them comes in contact with clients. Nobody works, you know, in some back room on computer equipment or anything like that. Every employee comes in contact with clients. So it's wonderful to be small, to be able to have that intimate relationship with clients. And I talk to clients all the time. And I get to hear their concerns. I get to hear the things that we're doing well. I get to hear the things where we're falling short and where we can improve. And I really appreciate that. And that's really the philosophy here at Johnson Brunetti. That's why, you know, when we offer things like the Money Map and the books that I've written and, you know, all kinds of resources that we have, we want to put those in your hands to improve your financial situation, to be of good service to you, whether you are a client or not. And I appreciate so much you being a listener loyally to this radio program.
Well, for folks who would like to come in and get, let's say, up close and all in, of course, play on the name of the book there, up close and all in with Johnson Brunetti. Joel, if somebody wants to come in and get a little bit of wisdom other than what they can hear on the radio show here, how do they make that happen?
Yeah, just give us a call. It's real simple. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and you can even text us. Just leave your name in the text, and it's 1-800-705-1232. Again, that's 1-800-705-1232, and we'll set up a time for you to have a visit, whether it's a Zoom visit or whether it's an in-person visit. Sit down, have a cup of coffee, and we will share with you what the Money Map looks like. That's a custom one-page plan that goes over your financial situation, gives you recommendations on what we think you should be doing to improve your financial situation. And you know what? If you're in great shape, we'll let you know that too. But we want to make sure you've got enough income to last for the rest of your life, and you know what rate of return that it takes for that portfolio you have to generate income, and that you leave money to the people that you care about and the causes that you love. And the way to do that is get a great plan, and we call our plan the Money Map, and it truly is unique. So give us a holler, 1-800-705-1232.
Once again, that's 800-705-1232. No cost or obligation to come in for your Money Map retirement review. So either call and leave a message or text that number and tell us your first and last name. Either way, somebody will get back in touch with you and find a time for your Money Map retirement review. 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. You're listening to Money Wisdom with the team from Johnson Brunetti. Thank you, Joel. And wrapping things up here on Money Wisdom for today, Eric Hogarth, one more mailbag question for you before we depart. This is from Claire, who says, I got a letter from Social Security telling me that because of the income I earned last year, I'm going to have to pay back some of the Social Security benefit that I've already received. What's this all about?
So, Claire, that's not a fun letter to get. So that is in regards to your FRA, full retirement age, which a lot of people know as when you used to get those letters from Social Security about what your benefit is going to be, or when you go on the website. This is the age at which you can draw your Social Security benefit, continue to earn income, and not pay a penalty. So let's say, Claire, that's age 66 for you and you're 64. And you're drawing Social Security, and you're still working, and you make more than about $20,000 a year or thereabouts right now, you're going to have to pay back half of your Social Security, plus pay taxes on almost the entirety of the remainder of it. So it's a big conversation and decision of when do you draw your Social Security, and I don't know, Claire, what your situation is. Maybe you have a really young child, and then there's a benefit for that. I mean, it's an important conversation to make sure the goal of it is to get as much out of Social Security as you can for something you've been saving into for a long, long time. But yeah, if you make too much money and you're drawing your benefit, you got to pay some back. Not to mention, it doesn't grow at that 8% anymore. So,
bottom line is, it's one of those things where if you have a planner, if you have some help along the way, you're probably not going to get yourself into these sticky situations to begin with, because you'll have somebody saying, well, what? Now, before you do A, let's think about B. And if you don't have that person in your life, why don't you start with the Money Map Retirement Review? 800-705-1232 is the number to call if you'd like to set that up. No cost, no obligation, to just come in and get a second opinion on what you're doing right now with your money and your life. 800-705-1232, call or text. Thanks so much for tuning in to Money Wisdom with the team from Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. We'll talk with you next week, same time, same place.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products offered through JN Financial, LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the UConn Huskies athletic program.
Better Money is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti.